Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
And so, in closing, here's the late, great Lowell George reminding you to...
This is a top to, we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4 head-on. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard. Foxed Up here for a Tuesday night or Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon, all depending on where you reside on this beautiful blue marble, such that it still is the beginning of a broadcasting week. And for those of you that haven't quite gotten onto it, this show has shifted to a three-day week. We're doing the Tuesday through Thursday thing for the time being, and but yeah, here we are. And as I'm just waiting for a response from Bob on our track of the day, I tell you, sometimes it's just not a good idea to take on a new task. Last night I decided I was going to tackle getting this. I've got a PC here that I've been running Linux on for a little while, and have been wanting to turn it into a dual boot machine for ages, which I started doing last night. Now, the only problem now, this little room that I call my studio, it's a bit of a tight place, and the water heater is in the corner of the room. And to kind of mask that, I've got a desk kind of on one wall and my rack on the other wall, so it kind of hides the water heater. Well, I was had myself kind of wedged in between things last night, running some cable, and my glasses fell off my head into a place that I still haven't quite been able to get to almost 14 hours later. So I'm minorly blind, still feeling really stupid because I can see my glasses, but I can't reach them. It's a good thing I'm not that blind. Anyway, Bob's all ready to go. So got a bit of an interest. Again, this falls on under, you know, oversight. I've never played anything from a gentleman by the name of Talvin Singh. Talvin Singh was born 1970 in Leytonstone, England. He's a British DJ and tabla player known for creating an innovative fusion of classical Indian music and drum and bass. Talvin Singh is generally considered involved with an electronica subgenre called Asian Underground. Well, I don't know what you call it. It's some of the most interesting mix of noises. And I'm just reading from the Wikipedia page because his site is under some construction at the moment. Boy, do I know how that is. But it says here via the Wikipedia, Singh grew up and began playing the tabla, breakdancing, and listening to punk rock as a child. At the age of 15, Singh went to India where he studied tabla under Pandit Lakshman Singh. But he returned to the UK after just 1 year. In spite of his classical training, Singh's tabla playing was not accepted by British promoters of classical Indian music, as he incorporated too strongly his Western influences. By the late 1980s, Singh had decided to turn towards the fusion of sounds, and soon he began working as a musician with such artists as Madonna, the Indigo Girls, David Sylvian, Siouxsie and the Banshees, Sun Ra, Bjork, Massive Attack, and the Future Sound of London. In late 1995, Singh founded the Anchoa Club Night with promoter Sweetie Kapoor at East London's Blue Note, where drum and bass DJs and South Asian punk bands went head-to-head with the amped-up sounds of his tabla and percussion. Singh's music is unique in its combination of electronic dance music styles, particularly ambient and jungle, with the tradition of Indian classical music. In describing his music, as well as his approach to composing and producing, Singh has said, "It's not fusion music. It's not crossover because I don't separate music. If you don't separate it, then you don't need to fuse it or cross it over. You just treat it as one element. Whatever it is, fundamentally, it's still a group of 12 notes." I think that's just amazing. Now, this is the opening track off of which album? Come on, scrolly. There we go. Let's see. This is off the album OK from 1998, and the track is called Traveler, and it's about 10 minutes long. It's a most interesting piece of music, and it goes a whole lot of places. Now, I only had this one album, and my neighbor Juggle and I were having a little bit of a showing each. You show me mine, I'll show you yours of the music collection, and noticed that he had the Talvin album that I didn't have, which I still have to go and have a listen to. But I love this record. It really kind of goes everywhere. It's kind of atmospheric at points. It's very orchestral at points. And about halfway through, almost three-quarters of the way through the piece, there's a string section that has these just beautiful, long, sweeping phrases. Just absolutely gorgeous. So, without further ado, Talvin Singh and Traveler. Roll it, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I'm sorry I have to cut that track off a little bit short because thunderstorms have just hit the West Virginia studios. Bob has lost power, and we're on our about last, 120 seconds of battery backup. So, unfortunately, the show is coming to an abrupt close. So we will hold this track until tomorrow, and we will play it in its entirety, I promise. So thanks for being with us today, folks. Sometimes the weather just doesn't agree, and that wonderful grid in West Virginia decides to crap out. So it's unfortunate, but, yes, it does happen from time to time. So, folks, we're gonna get out of here, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Thanks for being with us, and hopefully the power will return before tomorrow. Have a great night, folks. You've been listening to the Head On Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.